we move to the M stage of the impact process. The M stage is mold your message. This is where we're going to look at all of the details that you've recorded and find a way to give those details structure, find a way to organize those details so that you start to see your idea with greater clarity. This is where I see the most exciting parts of a part of the program. This is where I see the most ahas from my clients and from my students at this M stage. So bear with me and follow these steps. Take the recording mechanism that you use for recording the details of your ideas. Get yourself some post-it notes or some index cards. Don't be stingy. Get yourself a lot of them, because what you are now going to do is write, and please, I mean write. I mean use a paper, use a pen or pencil or marker, and actually write on note cards or write on post-it notes, which are those sticky back notes that you can put onto surfaces and pull them off without damaging the surface. I want you to write every thought that you recorded, every question that you wrote down as you were doing a brain dump, every comment and other idea that you have about the idea for your event. I want you to write them down on separate pieces of note paper. Every thought gets on a separate note card or a separate post-it note. Yes, you'll end up with a whole lot of post-it notes or index cards. But I implore you to write every thought you had, every thought you recorded in your journal onto note paper, note cards, or note paper. This is so important because it involves multiple senses. You'll be writing, which is kinesthetic. You'll be writing, which is visual. You might say out loud what you're writing, and that's audible. The doing the writing as well as seeing what you've written are two powerful visual tools that you get only when you're writing, not when you're keyboarding or not when you're speaking into an audio device. So that's why I implore you to write every detail onto your own separate sheets of note paper. Is this tedious? Yeah, it's tedious. But this is going to be important to then stepping back, getting perspective on your details, and creating the organization, creating the patterns that you're going to need to create in order to work through an implementation plan. So get yourself some post-its or some note cards and start writing. Start writing the details. Yes, you're rewriting a lot of what you've already written. That in itself is important. Repetition helps you recall those details, helps you focus on what's important. So when you're finished writing, I'll tell you to stop this recording right now. Stop the audio program. Start filling out your post-it notes and your note cards. And then come back to this stage, to this spot in the audio program on this track. Start it again and continue, because then next we're going to talk about how do you order and organize all of this stuff you've gotten out of your brain. Welcome back, and I presume you've got a pile or a stack of post-it notes or note cards. You spread them out on an empty table and just tell your family, this is the way it's going to be for a couple days. Spread them out on the floor. If you don't have pets, like I have pets, and I have a dog, wonderful dog, who just walks through my note sheets. So if you don't have pets, spread out your note cards, spread out your post-its on the floor. If you have a whiteboard or some other wall surface where you can put your post-it notes up and move them around, that's ideal. Use easel paper. Take several sheets of easel paper and tape them up to your wall using drafting tape, non-tape that won't mess up your wall, and just start posting your post-it notes onto that easel paper. What I have on page 13 for you in this reference material for this program is an example of either a whiteboard or three easel papers, taped side by side with each other. As I was thinking through planning an event, and so I asked myself, before I jumped into my details, I asked myself, if I'm planning an event, what would be a logical structure to this event? A logical structure to my idea for this event. Logical to me. That's your key again. What's logical to you? And then later, how will you express that logic? So what became logical to me for planning an event is there are things to think about, things to do, things to prepare for prior to the event. Then there's the event itself, what I want to happen, what I want people to do and feel and see during the event. And then after the event, what's the result? What do I want people to feel? What do I want people to do after an event, like cleanup, like follow-up with other people? So there's, to me, the organization is before the event, during the event, and after the event, which is what I show you on page 13. What you also see then are the note sheets, the note cards, the post-it notes that I place on the whiteboard under the different, under the organizational structure that I created. You may have a different organizational structure, but this is typical for an event. And then I just started, picture, you take your handful of post-it notes that just seem so scattered, they just seem so disorganized and overwhelming, and you take each post-it and one by one, or you take each note card, and one by one, you look at the three categories, or the four categories, if that's what you've come up with for your event, and you say, does this thought go under, which category does this thought go under? There are thoughts that I had about my event, the idea details that I deemed logically go under pre-event planning, pre-event items, pre-event actions to take care of. Then there are things that take place during the event, and then there are things that take place after the event that I was planning. Those were first brain dumped onto post-it notes with no set organization. Now you're putting them into some organized format that you've created that fits in with how you operate or what you envision for your event. That's what the example on page 13 is showing you. Stop the recording. Look at your post-it notes or your note cards. Create some sense of organization without using the note cards first, and then as it relates to your idea, and then start taking your note cards one by one, placing them in the categories that best represent your idea. So stop the recording. This ends this track. And when you come back to the next track where we will talk about how to actually lay out an implementation plan. Before you go, well, you'll see that outline, by the way, on what to do on page 3 of this reference document. And you'll see where I tell you to, once you've got your post-it notes up or your note cards spread out and you create some kind of a structure, then I tell you to step back, quite literally step back, go away, walk away from the structure you created, walk away from what you just did. Come back in a day or a couple of days if you can leave everything spread out. Come back with a fresh perspective. Come back with what I call fresh eyes and a fresh mind, and look at what you've organized. Look at what you've laid out. You'll start to see some things. I can't tell you what those things are because for every one of you, it'll be different. For every one of my clients and my students, it was different. But when they came back, when they looked at what they laid out for structure, that's where the ahas came. I suggest you invite someone else to look at what you've spread out with your note cards or note sheets. have them look at the structure you've created and look at your details that you've placed in the structure and ask them, do these make sense where I've put these thoughts, where I've put my details? Remember, your details are just your thoughts, the minutiae of your idea. So ask them, what do you see for patterns? What do you see for structure? Because they're going to see things differently from you. They're not as deeply involved in the details and the minutiae as you are. So they will have a different perspective. Some who with more experience will be able to tell you, this needs to be done before the event, not during the event. Or this might be something that can be done at the event rather than follow up. You know, so you'll get different perspectives. This is why I say sticky notes or note cards, index cards, because you can easily move them around. You can easily restructure your structure without messing up anything solid or concrete. And when you do this a couple of times, so that means you may not get back to this recording for another couple days. When you do this several times, you will start to create, you'll start to get that aha that comes with giving structure to the details of your idea. So this ends this track, which was step 4 of the 5-step process. That's the mold your message stage of the impact process.